Blog Talk Radio.
Happy early Valentine's Day. So for Blog Talk Radio, we're starting, but for the actual, we're good. Hey, I'm so unorganized this week. The struggle has been real.
Except for me, it bring us some tea, some shade, and everything else.
But you do. It is your bag.
Touching the mic. Stop touching the mic. Put it back how it was, the key.
Yes, the key. You're always messing with stuff. Hello to whoever's viewing us. Oh, wow. Already with the bad language. All right.
So, woke up bad day.
I did. Cookie up. My alarm clock.
What is that you? What are you drinking? It smells like Taco Bell.
It smells like the soul of the damned.
Taco Bell? I mean, I like Taco Bell.
You don't care Taco Bell? Taco Bell. You know what, though? Let's go ahead and get into it right now. Speaking of fast food services, who you always
fast food service?
I said fast food. It's the papaya.
Yeah. Okay, so papaya.
Papaya. Anyway.
Papaya.
What happened? Huh? Oh, my God.
What?
Well, okay, coming to your 134 at Santa Fe College. I am Deion Durham. This is the GV Shade Room starring me, Deion Durham. Giving you all the latest, well, not the latest stuff. Well, me, like some good, nice tea and shade today, hopefully, with my wonderful cast, whoever who's able to make it today. Hey, then, how you doing?
What's up?
Sakeem?
Hey, what's up? I'm supposed to get back.
That was so lackluster. Sakeem.
With life, yeah.
That was so lackluster. Hey, Arya, what you doing, baby? I like that Pikachu shirt, though.
Thanks.
Turn up. So, let's go ahead and get started real quick, though. So, what do y'all want to talk about today? Let me see. We got Wendy's clapback on Twitter. Tis the season of clapback. Marvel's brand new MasterCard.
Really?
Marvel legitimately has a MasterCard
out. What's
the
benefit?
Wasn't it like the one that had the Captain America shield or like all the Avengers on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the benefit?
The benefit is like,
you want to know something? How you can get your own Marvel MasterCard with your own MasterCard? Most MasterCards can, redo the face of your cards. So you just slap a picture on there, boom. You don't got to do nothing else in your life.
So if I'm a stalker, I can get their picture up on my, that's awesome. Hey, Erica, what's going on, girl?
What's up?
Once again, Erica, one of my favorite viewers. She's also one of my closest friends, by the way. She's watching, like, hey, Erica.
Girl, you drive safe, girl.
Exactly, girl. But you know what, though, what was that about? No, we are
Marvel and
I am so off this week. It's been a very long week, so let's try to like make this funny.
What's the benefit of having that first?
Like, you're showing
your love for the franchise. Mm-hmm. That's all it really is. I mean, like, what's the point of having a feature of kittens on your car? It's because you like kittens.
Yeah.
You're just making it something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody has like a professional email and a private email. You have your professional card that you use if you're doing something for work, then your private card.
That is so true.
Turn up though, but the benefits of the Marvel MasterCard is like, any benefit of a card, you get like you save like different places, like with Marvel or Disney, whatever, and get your stuff like that. You actually get the card online now, but gotta apply for it. I was like, my credit might not be too good. Let me not even think about it.
And the interest rate is going to be high.
I know, right? The interest rate is going to be good, y'all. Y'all, I'm sorry. We had very subtle today. Y'all been a long week. We're real subtle today. We're real subtle. Yeah.
That's my week.
All right. Yeah. Oh, Lord, my week was hard as hell. Devin started to bring a job because we get you, Devin.
Don't be telling my damn business to everybody.
Oh,
The hell?
We're going to say,
don't congratulate me up on radio.
At least now you prefer like Marvel MasterCard.
Bitch, I'm gonna afford a Marvel MasterCard. Tell them I'm damn business.
By the way, the video game called For Honor, it's open beta right now from like.
Oh, yeah, I saw games like
from yesterday to pretty much Sunday.
Hey, awesome. What's the game called?
For Honor.
Basically, you're capturing areas and beat the crap out of another team.
Yeah, it's like samurais, it's knights, Vikings.
Knights, Vikings, and samurais.
Yeah. That's not weird.
You can behead people if you get
beheaded.
Yeah.
And if you don't behead them, basically, somebody else can revive them.
I know one person who has been beheading people lately, and that has been Wendy Sutter account. It has been lit to capacity. Ooh, I'm scared to even mention Wendy on this shit because they're going up to everybody. What?
Yeah, well,
they have been going. Wendy has been ruthless. Somebody's like, well, man, that was kind of harsh, though. Somebody was like,
well, they're funny, though.
They are
funny. I mean, not going to lie.
So much crap you could take for someone like shitting on your product.
Like, somebody mentioned worse than yours. McDonald's, they go like trash.
How much does a Big Mac cost? Your dignity. Come on now, y'all. Come on now. Get some life in you.
I don't know what the hell y'all are talking about. So I'm just saying.
Here, let me show you.
We're just like, you know, and we're talking about like how Wendy talk like clapping back and stuff. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Sarah. What's up, JBO? We see you viewing, bro.
Too bad you're late.
Don't be airing people business, but I got a brand new job this week.
I wish I had one.
But anyway, though, if you want a very good old laugh, go over to Wendy's Twitter account. Very, like right now, you get a very good laugh over there. You don't want to say anything?
I mean, I don't do Twitter, so ain't nothing I can say about it.
I have a Twitter, but I don't check it as often as I should.
I have a Twitter just sits there and active for 5+ years.
Okay, so you know, anyway, let's go ahead. Oh my God, it is so freaking dead in here, man. Like, seriously, oh my God, it is so dead right now. Lady Gaga Fast Time Show, did y'all look at it? Did y'all hate it? Like,
I didn't watch it.
I watched
the Puzzle Bowl.
The what bowl?
The Puppy Bowl.
It's not
wood. It's literally just Animal Planet doing the whole day of watching puppies play. That's it. And they actually do have a referee for it.
Hmm. Tell me that.
Yeah, we can YouTube it later.
Hey. Turn up. So then how about you, Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance? Had some show. Did you like it? What was it?
Yeah, I liked it.
I saw the shit about body shaming her.
They always body shaming her for some reason. It's like she's either too thin, she's too fat, she's never just right.
But here's the thing, you're still watching her.
Exactly. I'm like, she's still getting the views and stuff. It don't matter. So every time you go on a video, I remember when Lady Gaga was this thing. Yeah, okay, you also remember that Lady Gaga gets revenue for every time you comment and watch a video. So it don't matter.
Plus, there's a thing called aging. No one stays the same for 2 or 3 years.
But people don't realize that. They think celebrities are this immortal being that has to stay the same way the whole time.
Well, it doesn't help that there are a few, like, actresses and actors that are in their 60s and they look like they would be 30. Like some of them, like a lot of them either have had surgery or haven't had surgery. Mm-hmm. And the ones that haven't had surgery look like they could pass for like being like 30, 35. Mm-hmm. And you find out like they're almost in their 80s or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, the original, like, Lady Gaga, she actually, ooh, JBL said it was garbage.
Oh, it's garbage.
Metallica garbage.
Ooh. Lady Gaga's halftime. Okay, Lady Gaga's halftime. I'm going to be honest. I liked it, but honestly, in my good honesty, it was kind of bland to me. For like a little, like it seemed so bland. It was kind of like.
Because yeah. I wish she would have did more of the songs that she did before she changed. And instead of doing like two or three lines, and then to call it, I'm like, no. You have to do Paparazzi. I mean, she did Bad Romance. She kind of ended the show in Bad Romance, which was excellent. Because that's my favorite.
Well, she's slowly getting out of her weirdness phase.
Well, she's no longer going to be Mother Monster. She's going to be Grandma.
She's going to be that awesome grandma, though.
Like,
come on now, if you're all outrageous and stuff, and then as your agent, you might tone it down, but you know there are going to be people who are going to emulate you, and you know you're going to start supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
Davio said, get off his band.
Yeah. Well, you get off Lady Gaga.
Ooh. He was only giving his honest opinion on the week.
So, but he never got on Lady Gaga. He wouldn't be able to. Oh,
and y'all too much.
That was way in. Now, when JBO come, I'm gonna say, go and get him, JBO. I ain't gonna stop you, bro. Let's go ahead and move it on. Let's just keep it moving really quick, people. Let me see. Happy Valentine's Day. See, we're not gonna be on the studio on Valentine's Day, which is on but Tuesday. You know, say happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you find that we're gonna love you.
No,
I don't have
plans
on Valentine's Day. Don't
sleep
in.
I got a test on Valentine's Day.
I'm
getting myself an edible arrangement.
I would rather get Sherry's berries because I love that OP.
They too expensive for me. They
have one
really
for like $20.
Yeah, you know edible arrangement is more expensive than Sherry berries.
For real?
I just want to let you know
that. Then I guess today, if I'm going to pub, giving that nice little 20 hot and spicy chicken, and with the wonderful card saying 2D and you go, boy, love me, happy Valentine's Day. Hey! No, it's embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
And that is not, that thing is, does mean I'm lonely if I do that? Does mean I'm lonely? Me, I'm only by your way.
No,
why you ask me?
No, of course not.
I want opinions though. Like, too, does that like?
Well, no.
No.
That I mean, like, you can make a day out of it for just yourself. I mean, like, you don't have to really be with someone. Like, but like some places. Like in some countries, they actually do a thing where you can get discounts here, like by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and they actually try to help you out. Oh, look at you.
She played Pokemon Go. Do not forget also the Single Awareness Day. I think it's the day before the Valentine's Day. I've been
killing it.
Single Awareness Day, aka Discount Chocolate.
Exactly.
You saw the Wendy's meme. I found a good one.
We moved on from that topic. Wendy's, catch me outside in the drive-thru. Okay. Catch me outside. How about that? Yeah, we know the meme. We're turning around on you. Oh, okay. Bye.
Whoever's
having
that account, kudos to you.
Kudos.
I think it's a whole team of people. It's not just one person. I think they take turns doing this.
So, like... Okay, so here we go. So, like, it's never talking about Valentine's Day. Glamour Magazine, where I want to say it was like a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, I kept skipping moving over. But, you know, I just want to go ahead and talk about the new series they have called The End. And they basically took two exes and they put them in the same and they let them dish it out, you can say. So, basically, the question is like, why did you cheat on me? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? You mean do it this way? Cause, you know,
oh, there's a video about that. That's like, that's like 2 or 3 years old.
That is a lie.
It was like, why did you cheat on me? And then he was like, because I felt lonely or something, why you were doing something. I'm like, what the fuck?
What happened? So, like, question, would y'all do that?
Do what?
If you had a chance to sit down with your ex and say, why did you A, B, and C, would y'all do it?
Can I stab?
No, you can't stab.
I mean, I already know that, so it's cool.
You already do that?
Yeah.
What the hell is the key?
If I can't stab nobody, can I tase them? At least? No tases? No, okay.
No, you can't tase me. I'm fine, though.
Okay.
Well, if you go to the flea market in Jacksonville, we can get a tase for about 30 bucks.
I would do it. I would do it though. Just because. Wait, no, Ashley Scratch said. I think you just mean like you're not over it. And looking at that, I don't think the two of them were over it though. So you know.
So
the 2 weeks we got together, set them up in a room, and say, hey.
Yeah, I did it because I needed like some understanding of what the hell was going on.
What are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing. That's what I'm
posting.
Bye, Miguel.
That's Miguel.
Oh, my God. Bye, Miguel. Really, thank you a lot, Jay. Thank you.
Don't blind the door.
Thank you for making that loud noise. Hey,
I was trying to be helpful. You see this? I was bringing people for you.
You weren't bringing nobody to me, bro. They were coming to see me anyway.
Exactly. I was helping them find their way.
Hey, y'all. I ordered me some Girl Scout cookies. So I don't know how professional this looks, but I'm about to get very unprofessional. I don't know how rest of this looks. Girl, I got my money. Hold on, honey. I got my money.
Oh,
my bitch,
not to make a lot of noise.
You made a lot of noise. Yeah.
Listen, sir.
Chill.
I'm not going to be Ben Myers here.
Nobody wants you to be Ben Myers.
Oh, my
exactly.
God. Nobody can replace Ben.
Nobody
pretty
can
good.
Replace
Ben. Okay, so guys, yeah. Yeah, this is like so unprofessional of me to be doing this like out loud.
Are you buying us cookies? How nice of you.
What do you mean, us? He's going to take them cookies.
I'm taking them cookies home, bro.
Not to us.
What is us?
Yeah. Love you.
But anyway, y'all, yes, y'all, Friday, this is actually happening on live radio. Amber, hold on, I got you. We'll go ahead, like, we got a few minutes left on. We got 9 minutes left. So let's go look your shoes on right now, everybody. So yes, Halloween Remix to be released in October of 2018. Yes, John Carpenter is back at the helm, by the way. So it will be lit and very lovely. So what y'all think about this though? Game for them. Are y'all happy the reboot was canceled for Friday the 13th? And are you happy about the one for
I still haven't seen the
original. I believe that all of them should be left on.
Yeah.
Any of them?
I feel like
no, Lord, okay.
There's only you know there's only one thing I'm looking for that's coming back.
Avatar
the Last
Airbender.
Wait, that's coming back? Yeah, that's coming back.
Right, so I know where I'm ready
for. So as long as they get the original Crypt Keeper puppet and the voice, I'll be all right.
Yeah, girl, for real.
You know what I'm ready for?
What?
Far away, deep in space. Yeah, and you know what
Power Rangers in space?
Yeah.
No, Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy? Are you talking about the movie?
They're actually redoing that particular art for Power Rangers.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I just want to see how they ruin it this time.
I ain't watching that either.
Yeah, the brand new Peaks. Brand new trailer that they do this we're gonna talk about next week. The Dear White People trailer based on the hit film. It's had its own TV series debuting on Netflix, and y'all know white people are highly upset.
Yeah, white people are highly upset about everything.
Nick Cage.
You know what? Not every white person. It's like people who are like it's not a white genocide film. The film was made to tackle systematic racism and basic stereotypes of the black community. So, Tanga, there is no white genocide.
That's also like 28 days of black cosplay, how not majority of white people, but there's a handful of white people asking this dumb question, why do we have a 28 days of black cosplay? Because we have this because of one reason. Every other day is... let's share somebody who's not a person of color so they can get attention. Let us have these 28 measly days,
the shortest days of the year,
So it's like, why are you getting mad about something that the black cosplayers came up with to show other black cosplayers off because they don't get recognized throughout the rest of the year?
You know, worse, like, why they keep complaining about a black cosplayer cosplaying a character that's usually white?
Well,
because
hey, all I can wrap this up with is that this is a society, this is the world we live in, and sadly, we just have to deal with it because the rate is going, people ain't going to change. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. No, scratch that. I think
we can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
You can't teach an old asshole a new attitude.
Ooh.
Unless you got a taser.
Okay, bye.
Some of them take bullets.
Okay. We are moving on very quickly.
Ben, if you're watching, this isn't directed at you. We love you.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Wow, Ben, you have a new fan.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Ben.
Yeah.
My buddy.
Ooh, I even felt the shade and salt and the fakeness and deadness.
No, Ben really is my friend.
I believe you. Okay, y'all. Let's go ahead and get back to it real quick. For all you brown coat fans of the Firefly TV, since a reboot may be happening, on one condition, Joss Whedon must be at the helm for it to actually happen. But it's not he's kind of busy right now. And apparently, woman has he's also working on a Buffy spinoff or a Buffy sequel as well. So you never know.
Is this not a remake?
So tell me something.
Because remakes suck. We all know.
What are we doing the next Avengers movie?
The next event, 2019, 2018. Anyway,
so.
The Marvel and DC.
Movie.
Actually, no. Marvel is scheduled 2 every year for the next 4 years.
Yeah, true. And one of the movies on that list for DC is Teen Titans, the Judas Contract, the trailer came out.
I've seen that. Tara is in it, that disgusting whore.
Which Tara? Because there's three.
We're going to have We're on the screen about your language, sir.
I gotta say this. The only thing I care about in Teen Titans is Cyborg. So
you know who's gonna be in there. But the it was
Cyborg is not in Teen Titans. He's not in there. Cyborg was not always a part of the team, but he wasn't always.
Recently, he is a Justice League, but
in the Red DC, he was always associated with the team.
What you gotta realize is, Cyborg was also one of the founders of the Teen Titans because he was the one who helped build the schematic for the actual power.
This is the new 52.
It's not really Cyborg, it's just the sense that they didn't have Cyborg in the movie. This is the same company that brought you the new Justice League, I think, at least this film, Justice League versus Teen Titans, Justice League Dark. All this is in the same
universe.
It's not the new 52 universe. It's based off of the new 52 universe. Devin, Erica, you got no chill. So yeah, let's go ahead and move on really quickly. All you Jay and Silent Bob fans, a new Jay and Silent Bob movie is coming pretty soon. Silent Bob hinted at it and said he was doing some stuff, little screenshot from his computer, writing the script as I see writing the script screenplay as we speak right now. That's what we can look forward to. Legion, the brand new X-Men universe TV series, debuted this week to critically acclaim, I would like to say. It follows Professor X's son Legion. You know Legion. Dude who got like 30 some personalities, all have like a different mutant ability.
Yeah, I'm like, how did that even happen?
It probably sounds awesome.
It was played by the guy who also played in the movie.
So, how much time we got left, y'all? All right, now.
We got like a few minutes left, so I'm going to get this
money right here. So, I'm kind of confused. So, apparently, I read different sources. Like, confirmed, I think.
Is he actually being played by the guy who was in Split? No.
That would make no sense for Jay McAvoy.
I got your joke. It could be young Professor X.
But the thing is, they said they do not expect any movie characters to be in the show, or at least do not expect the actors to be in the show because really.
So they might bring in a different actor to play Wolverine. The reason why we got
the $200 million budget is because they gotta pay the actors a lot, so potentially a regular paycheck could be for $500,000, and that's a TV show, while for a movie it's $5 million. So you gotta like
paying for a name brand, so they're paying for a knockoff. Like that extra that you're paying is really for the brand.
Sometimes it's for the flavor too.
And there's a lot of, and there's like a lot of going on. Fifty seconds left on the main Blog Talk Radio, but you always know we have like a little after show after that, so don't stay tuned for that. For Blog Talk Radio fans, YouTube fans, I'm sorry, y'all cut it after 2 minutes. I'm sorry. No, I love you, but you cut off. But anyway, so there's like a lot of things that's being said about this right now. It is basically being said that this could be bridging the gap between the Legion, between the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the X-Men cinematic universe. So that's one theory.
The rebooted universe or the X?
The X-Men universe. Let's say X-Men, because I'm not going to get into the whole numerology with you right now, whatever.
So hold on. They're no longer going to be called Inhumans?
No, the
Let's talk about Logan. How do y'all feel about Hugh Jackman doing this film?
Well, he is Logan. Mm-hmm. So,
he can't play mainstream Logan anymore, but he can play old man Logan.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep that
one going. Well, they are gonna have him play old man Logan. They're actually going into the universe where Cable, like they're introducing Cable and Deadman. Yeah. Deadpool. They're I can't wait for Deadpool 2 for that exact reason. But old man Logan is going to be a thing, including him into Deadpool movies is possibly a thing along with Cable.
All right, okay, so y'all, let me go ahead and say right now, if you're going to the movies tonight, three films, you can probably see the Lego Batman movie, comes out and stars Will Arnett and Ms. Rosario Dawson. 50 Shades Darker, the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey is back on a stage on costume. And John Wick Chapter 2, starring the awesome Keanu Reeves, are going to compete tonight in theaters for that number one box office slot. Let's see who comes out on top.
John Wick is a better version of Max.
All right, guys, with only 14 seconds left on the clock, well, 10 now, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
Simple to give out.
Bye.
Deuces.
Peace out, y'all. And guys, remember, have a great Valentine's Day. Peace out. Blog Talk Radio, I think we are still live for you at the moment.
Is that the Facebook one?
The Facebook one, too. Yes, we are. I think we got like 5 more minutes. So, question of the day. What is the perfect Valentine's Day date? Hey, Facebook people. No, we ain't going yet, girl. That's the show. Stay and watch those minutes, though.
Personally, what I'm doing for Valentine's Day is I'm taking the person I'm with, you know, to Carrabba's, not Carrabba's, I'm saying Olive Garden, and then after Olive Garden,
what do you say, Rod?
Fill her up, and then have her smell
horse ass.
No, it's not.
Oh, Lord,
ride.
Y'all language.
No, it's not having her smell horse ass.
Shout out.
It's a hayride by Chester.
Okay. Hold on one second. Miguel said pants off, dance off. Miguel, we hear you, but that was a classic show.
I should do it.
Oh, my.
I'm going to do it.
Oh,
hey, look. You
almost got up and left.
You go, I'm going to hit Mike Tyson in this corner. I'm going to get with him. And George Foreman in the crowd.
Really?
Right.
For me, the perfect Valentine's Day would be Netflix and chill. My version of Netflix and chill.
Oh,
basically.
You better straighten that up. Boy.
You buy all the food. I pick the movie. All a big couch, the food on my side, the remote on my side, and you all the way at the end of the couch. That's my version of Netflix and chill. Okay.
That's probably a lonely Valentine's Day.
No, it sounds like Deion's getting what the heck he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
You
ain't alone.
You getting to not be alone. Exactly.
How about you, Saki? What is your perfect Valentine's Day gift?
And being able to eat at the fanciest restaurant in town. That's why I said.
No. That's why I said. I
know.
Take my dinner off.
But then I hit up Chick-fil-A and the chicken grill chicken nuggets.
Chick-fil-A.
Chicken nuggets.
Turn up.
Or, wait.
I'm looking at myself. I take it back.
Chicken nuggets from Wendy's, Burger King, and Chick-fil-A. All together.
Fancy. Let me go
shades of
a perfect
chicken nuggets.
The perfect day would be like a nice walk in the park. We're going to go ahead and release some jazz music. We're going to get like some nice good food off the value. No, I'm playing, bro. We going somewhere. We're going to
You know what's crazy?
Wait, hold on. We're going to Red Lobster, we're going to Olive Garden, we're going somewhere. I'm sorry.
All those things are gonna be filled up.
Very true. Let's have a good picnic.
I mean, if the weather is cold, I might actually go for a nature walk.
No.
With my camera and a field.
You mean with the with the person. Y'all, okay, y'all, good. This is not us being, this is us, we have dates, actual dates on Valentine's Day. Not if we single now, y'all.
No, 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 I have actual dates.
Steve.
I'm single.
So
can you keep it real?
Keep keeping it real though, y'all. Blog Talk Radio, the viewers listening right now, we might fade out on you pretty soon, so just one last time, goodbye from everybody. We're going to keep the conversation going for as long as we can until Walter hangs up on us. Turn up.
This is a big pro show.
Oh, Lord. Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing that can happen in a day? Your car is gone.
No,
your car is gone.
No.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about that.
I got a whole bunch of money I got. So.
If you ever crap your pants someday, it's
I was going to say car decline, you know, because I was like, ooh, let's go talk my car real quick. Car decline. Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Ooh. No, nah, you know what's worse, though? When the waiter comes over and he's just like, excuse me, sir, can I talk to you for a second?
Bye.
You know.
Bye.
It's not even
the
car getting
the car.
It's that moment of like him
pulling
you from the table. That's embarrassing.
But no, the worst case scenario is if your car has a battery down, basically you're stuck there and it'll take a long time for the guys to arrive and fix your car.
No, the worst is if everything happens.
And they're right.
I go with that. You know, you get diarrhea from the food or something. And then your car gets declined.
I don't think that's the worst.
You go outside and your battery dead.
Getting diarrhea from the food means you just have bad food. That's all.
Yeah, that's the answer. But then you crap your pants on the date, and it's just like, oh, God. Oh, Lord.
If you crap your pants on the date, you got some physical mental issue.
Not necessarily. You could just be having you could have a weak stomach.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends is actually driving down to Orlando to go to Crab Shack with their significant other. I was like, why would you go to Crab Shack?
Crab Shack.
Well, I like
Joe's
Crab Shack.
I want some lobster. Lobster meat. All right, Blog Talk Radio viewers, they haven't hung up on us yet, so I'm gonna hang up on you guys. Once again, happy Valentine's Day. Stay crazy, stay sexy, stay cool. I'm Dion Derek K. Peace from the GNU Shade Room. Like, share, and subscribe, and I'm out. Love you.